This episode is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Visit thehappykind.com to find out how we can help you on your next creative project. That's thehappykind.com. Welcome to Originate Now. We're a show equipping you with strategies, inspiring you with stories, and providing a blueprint for a more intentional, creative life. I'm so glad you're here. So grab your favorite coffee or tea and let's get into today's show. Hey friend, welcome back to Originate Now. I'm your host, Jessica Higgins Chapman, but you can call me Jess. Today we're talking about something that might not show up on your to-do list, but has a profound effect on your quality of work, your energy, and your ability to sustain creativity over the long term. I'm talking about joy. Not just happiness, not just, you know, good vibes, but curated joy. The intentional practice of building joy into your daily life in a way that becomes a creative catalyst. And it, of course, is beneficial for your overall well-being. Today's quote is from poet Mary Oliver from her poem, Don't Hesitate, from her collection of poems and prose book, Devotions. She says, quote, joy is not made to be a crumb, end quote. We live in a culture that often treats joy like dessert, right? Like something you maybe earn after the real work is done. But joy isn't a reward necessarily. No, joy is more like a resource. In most cases, I believe, it's the ingredient that makes the work possible. Joy is not made to be a crumb. So before we dive further into today's episode, let's talk about what's in my cup. Today, I'm sipping on a vanilla latte. I don't usually drink lattes that much. I'm sure I mentioned that before. I'm an iced coffee, cold brew girl, but every now and then I love a vanilla latte, and it's iced over ice, always cold. Yes, even though it's fall now, I still love iced drinks. It's just something about cold drinks. I just love cold drinks. Iced coffee, cold brews, iced vanilla lattes, all day. All right, y'all. I hope your cup is full. Cheers. Let's get into it. I want to first start off with the science of it all, because this isn't just a feel-good concept. There's some real data behind it. Let's start with the broaden and build theory by Barbara Fredrickson. She's a psychologist. She says positive emotions literally broaden your cognitive scope. They make your thinking more flexible, your ideas more expansive, and your brain more willing to explore novel connections, all of which are essential for creativity. Another one is dopamine and motivation. Joy releases dopamine, the neurotransmitter associated with reward and motivation. That dopamine hit isn't just a mood boost, it's fuel for focus, perseverance, and even problem solving. Also, joy primes you for flow, the creative flow. So in other words, joy isn't just, you know, this fluff word thrown around, it's neurological fuel. Right? It helps your brain, and for me, it's essential for your spirit, for your soul. Okay, so here's something that often gets misunderstood as well. Happiness is often situational, a reaction to external circumstances. And joy, on the other hand, is more intrinsic. It's something we cultivate, nurture, and curate. Happiness says, I feel good because, you know, good things are happening to me. Joy says, I find meaning, beauty, and delight even in small, ordinary moments, regardless of the chaos around me. That's why joy is so powerful for creatives. It's something you can generate even in seasons of uncertainty, which, you know, there are a lot of those as a creative. Seasons of rejection, that comes with being in the creative world as well, or creative drought, which, again, happens as a creative individual. You will have those droughts, rejection, and uncertainty. But you also have joy. Here's the thing. Joy doesn't just necessarily show up. You have to curate it. You have to cultivate it, and then you have to hold on to it. Think of your life as maybe like a creative studio. What goes into it matters. If you fill it only with deadlines, pressure, noise, and all that, you can get burnout. But if you intentionally choose what goes in, if you choose moments, people, environments that are good for you, that help you, that bring you that joy, your creative energy starts to expand. So let's break down how you can do that. But when curate your environment, our surroundings deeply influence our emotional state and therefore our creative capacity. Try creating a joy zone in your workspace. Add elements that spark delight, like plants, art, have some natural light come in, music, or even a scent that makes you feel energized, makes you feel calm, makes you feel joy. And clear out energy that drains you, like the clutter on your desk or unfinished tasks or an environment that makes you feel heavy or stressed. This isn't necessarily about aesthetics. It's about signaling safety and curiosity to your nervous system, which unlocks creativity. Number two, curate your input. The ideas you consume can shape the ideas you produce. So follow creators, artists, or thinkers who inspire possibility rather than comparison. Read things that make you curious, not anxious. Limit inputs that drain you, whether that's, you know, sitting on the couch, doom scrolling, negative commentary, or being around that relentless hustle culture mindset. Number three, curate your daily rituals. One of the most practical ways to infuse joy is through ritual. Intentional moments woven into your day that remind you to pause, savor, and feel alive. Some ideas that come to mind can be having like a morning joy ritual where you start your day with, you know, music or coffee or journaling or just a little mindful walk outside. Another one is an end of day celebration. Celebrate small creative wins, even if they're really, really tiny. This trains your brain to associate creativity with positive emotion. These small, consistent practices can create emotional momentum, and over time, emotional momentum can become creative momentum. Number four, curate your community. The people around you are either joy amplifiers or joy drainers. Try to surround yourself with those who see and celebrate your creativity. Surround yourself with those who see and celebrate who you are. Find people who make you laugh, who challenge you kindly, who encourage you to keep going when the work gets hard. And, you know, set boundaries with those who drain your energy or try to minimize your creative pursuits. Joy thrives in connection, and creativity often does too. And number five, curate your perspective. Joy is often less about what's happening and more about how we see what's happening, right? Practice awe spotting. Look for those small wonders, the color of the sky, the way the light hits a page, you know, like when the butterfly flies around that little plant outside you haven't noticed in forever. And keep a joy journal. At the end of each day, jot down three moments that spark gratitude. The more you train your mind to notice joy, the more it will find, and the more it will feed your creativity. For me, joy comes from the noticing, from the knowing, and from my faith. My faith, God, influences how I see the world, how I see my world, and how I let everything affect me. Joy is essential to your well-being. Cultivate it. Embrace the joy and let it fuel your creativity in the most magical way. This week, I'm learning to focus on one thing at a time. One project, one task, one thing at a time. Taking it one step at a time slows me down. I can see the bigger picture and follow through better on what I need to get done. You know, sometimes you just gotta slow it down and focus on one thing at a time. This week's creative challenge is to create a joy menu. Get out a piece of paper and divide it into two sections. Micro joys, which are like tiny daily sparks, and medium joys, which are things, you know, that you can plan weekly. So fill out those micro joys and the medium joys, and then choose one from each category and intentionally build it into your week. Let me know how it goes. Tag me on Instagram or email the show. Here's one more quote, a poem from my own book, The Magic That Is Life. Quote, your joy is a garden. Cultivate it. What you nourish and water and love and tend to becomes your harvest, end quote. Creativity is demanding work. It asks for courage, persistence, and vulnerability, but it also asks for joy because joy isn't a distraction from the work. It's the heartbeat within the work. It's the soul of the work. It's what keeps you going when inspiration wavers. It's what brings color, curiosity, and humanity to the page, to the canvas, to the stage. Curate your joy. Build it. Invite it into your creative space. And watch how your creativity expands as a result. If this episode resonated with you, please send it to a creative bestie, a friend, a family member. And until next time, stay creative, be present, and remember the joy is in the journey. And we're here to help you on yours. You got this. This podcast is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Follow us on Instagram at The Happy Kind and at The Happy Kind Official. Also, follow our show Instagram at Originate Now Podcast. Let us know how you're making time for creativity this week. Don't forget to hit follow and check out our show notes for free resources.